Welcome to the Ignorant Podcast. I don't know. We're on season 3, episode
10.
How's your day? How's your week, Jack?
It's been good. It's been a few weeks since our last podcast.
You can scoot more.
Okay. This way. It's been a few weeks since our last podcast. A few different delays. Some things came up.
Basically, Jack's just an idiot.
Yeah, sure. Anyways.
Let's be honest. Let's work. Hashtag fire Jack and hashtag get Dash a new host.
I worked 6 days last week. Been putting in the work. I worked like 33-hour week. Pretty good. It's almost full time. And I've just been grinding, trying to make money. What about you?
I've been fishing a lot.
Nice.
What have I done? I guess it's been like 3 weeks. I built this fingerboard skate park. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
It's in the other room, but I built that. It was actually pretty sick. How long ago did I build that? I was doing that for a little while. I've also been sick all last week. Like, the type of you wake up and want to kill yourself type of sickness.
I get that.
Dude, I don't really want to do this, to be honest.
I woke up the other day at like 5 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep and I was feeling sick. And then Dash called me at like 8 in the morning and I picked up. I'm sure you're surprised that I even picked up.
When was this? Like 2 days ago?
Yeah. And you were like, do you want to hop on the game, I guess? And I was like, sure. And we were both sounding really sick in the morning.
Me and Jack have been on that Fortnite grind, but like, not because, like, we have an option, because, like, it's, like, the only game. Literally, we have, like, Fortnite and Roblox. That's all we got. And honestly, I'd rather take Roblox, but Jack wouldn't.
Roblox just gets tiring, because there's only a few games that are, like...
No, it's just, you are just a little idiot bumhole who just gets bored of everything.
I just get bored of playing Natural Disaster Survival, which is the only game Dash wants to play.
No, that's the only game you want to play.
Dude, I don't know any of the other games.
Yeah, no, when I try to tell you what game, you're like, no, let's play Natural Disaster Survival.
All right, we should play a different one though. But yeah, other than that, I got my fishing license and fishing pole today. I'm going fishing with some friends, and yeah, we're gonna horse into the mountains.
That's freaking sick.
And yeah, it's a brand new pole, brand new reel, brand new spinners, all new stuff. Pretty fire, right?
Yeah. Now I'm sitting here, I just don't want to record this, but we're already here. Let's check how many minutes we're in. We're already 3 minutes in. Oh. So we can't go back. What have I been doing lately? Oh, all day. So we have this like a big above ground pool, and it's like basically a white trash pool. If you know any people that are white trash, like the big above ground pools that you pick up at Walmart. So we got one of those. Got so musty. So I spent all day yesterday emptying out the water, and like, it's like such a tedious process because you have to. So first you drain it with a hose, and then after like a full 24 hours, it's finally like at a point where you have to like manually vacuum the water and pour out of the side of the pool. And yesterday I was doing that, and again, this water is just nasty. So I'm like, I'm already wearing like jorts. All I'm wearing, I have everything in my pockets, fingerboard, wallet, keys, and phone. I'm walking over, and boom, I'm just gone. And my mom's like, you okay? I'm like, my fingerboard. Because I have my fingerboard in, like, for the YouTube, I have my fingerboard in this pocket. And it thankfully, it was okay, but I went straight for my fingerboard.
Not even your phone?
Well, my phone's water resistant. My fingerboard is, like, the price of a real skateboard. But small, so.
Why, I don't know why you spent that much on that. That's crazy.
Because, dude, once you start, dude, you'd understand.
The thing about this pool that Dash has is that, like, back in 8th grade. Or
Bro's
like,
never been in it.
At the end of 8th grade, he had a different pool. And, dude, that thing was fire. It was kind of tiny.
You like, got in it for one day, and then it turned green. Remember when it smelled like algae?
Yeah, dude.
You trying to get in the pool afterwards?
Dude, it was awesome. And then freaking, it was, like, they broke their pump or the filter or whatever.
It never broke. Basically, what happened with that pool is when you buy a thing, it comes with this little plastic thing over the filter. So, like, you have to take it off so it, like, stays. And we forgot to take it off. So, that whole time, the filter just didn't work. So, that's what happened with that.
Well, other than that, like, it's pretty funny that you have a white trash pool.
It's fire, dude.
I know that Cole wanted to get one.
Also, it's been, like, 100 degrees lately. Like, literally 100 degrees. Like, in, like, high 90s, low 100s.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
And the one day I finally got the pool filled up today. This was today. Today's all been rainy and gloomy the whole day. So it's like, oh my. Me and my sister still got in, but it's like, since it's hose water, it's cold, and then it's windy and rainy. But again, you trying to hop in the pool after this?
Maybe, but I don't yes. have like
trunks. I got trunks for you.
All right. We can. Yeah. But other than that, it's been like, it's just been kind of a grind summer. You know, I haven't really been doing much.
I've been trying to find a job, but I usually like will apply for one place, wait like 2 weeks, and then give up and apply to another place.
Where have you applied to now?
Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
But I went in person. I might go back in person again because the hiring manager wasn't there that day I went. So I want to go back and actually talk to him.
At my job, I work at a drink store. And we, our last manager, she left to go to a new store that was opening in Arizona. And her fiance lives there, and they're going to get married down there. But, so I got this new manager. He's super chill. And we were, it's like, I don't even think of him as a manager. It's just like a coworker that's really chill, and he's funny. And, like, he at least, like, knows of any like, pop culture stuff that I know of. Like, did you see that EDP, like, made an apology video recently?
Recently,
yeah, dude. Like literally like a week ago.
That's funny. I haven't seen that.
So he made one, and EDP kept referring to him trying to meet up with a child, the YouTube incident.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah, he kept calling. So he's like, yeah, after the April 21st YouTube incident, everyone's making fun of him.
The funniest is like when he came back, his comeback video was him eating a cupcake, yeah. And that's when he's like, yeah, I was actually coming to buy some cupcakes.
Yeah, I was actually here to get a cupcake.
So funny.
But yeah, like all my coworkers, because I heard of that and I thought it was funny, so I was like trying to talk to them about it, and I was all like, "Do you know who EDP is?" And all of them are like, "No, who's that?
How do they not know who EDP is?"
And then freaking my manager, he's like, "Oh yeah, I do. It's so funny," and like, just like the fact that he made this apology.
Oh, what's the Miranda Sings girl?
Oh,
Colleen,
yeah.
Bachelor or whatever.
What'd she do?
Basically harassing kids. Like, basically just grooming kids.
Oh,
and
my.
Did you see her apology?
She, like,
it was a song, and she
song.
Sang it, and it was all like, one of the parts was, "The only thing I've ever groomed is my two Persian cats. I'm not a loser." No, wait, she goes, "I'm not a groomer, just a loser." It's so funny. And, like, I watched the whole video, and the way she looks at the camera is like, as we are, we're like, it's our fault. We're like, as we are, like, the
oh,
really? Like, she's looking at us like she's a victim. Like, she's the victim.
She's the victim.
So
man.
Funny.
Who was it? There was a.
I don't know why. Every time I look at the camera, I'm always, like, down here. And then also, right, this stupid, I think I said this in that last podcast, this stupid couch, this seat goes down so much. So when I sit in it, I'm taller than Jack in real life. But this dude, this does not do me justice.
He's only barely taller than me, though.
No, I'm.
But oh wait, no. There was a different TikToker, right? She would like make videos, and she like straight up drugged someone, and like.
It's,
like,
I don't know.
She like drugged someone, and then she, for her apology, she made an interpretive dance.
I didn't see this.
Oh,
I don't have TikTok
anymore. That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that's maybe I saw it and just don't remember it.
But it was funny. It's in the same. It's in, like, the same.
Yeah, why are you going to dance or sing as an apology? I groomed kids.
It didn't have any words or anything, and she was, like, dancing, and she's, like, doing all these weird moves. She's like, it's an interpretive dance of my apology.
So bad.
Yeah.
It's funny when people rank the YouTube apologies.
Oh, yeah.
They're like...
Logan Paul on top.
No, Logan Paul doesn't even... It's not that bad compared to the other one. I mean, it's still really bad, but, like, compared to the... Have you seen the Shane Dawson apology?
No.
Do you even know what he did?
What did he do?
He splurged on his cat. he was literally grooming his cat.
That is disgusting,
and
bro.
I don't even... It's
basically a bunch of groomers, and then Logan Paul filmed a dead body once.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I don't know what other things you would
apologize
for.
Dude, I swear, after YouTubers, you get, like, the 10K plaque, the 100K plaque, the 1 million plaque, and then the grooming kids plaque. that's the one after that.
The, what is it? Recently, you know Jadeon, right?
Yeah.
He went under some, like... Cause like all of his videos are just like messing with people and stuff.
I don't like those videos, dude. Cause have you seen when he's messing with like the Royal Guard?
Yeah.
And I guess it's funny, but like all the comments are like, well, just let them do their job. Like they literally get paid so much for that, but like part of the job is getting messed with, and they don't just sit there.
I couldn't do it. I'd laugh. But he went to. He went dressed as animal control, and he went to a furry convention. He was like...
I don't know. How do you think of these ideas?
He had, like, a whip and a net, and he was walking around.
Dude, I just... Those type of YouTubers, like Danny Duncan, like, those type of, like... Oh,
YouTube pranks have got...
I don't crazy. Understand how people think of those ideas. Or, like, when he got a haircut in, like, an NBA game.
Yeah,
he's like,
sits courtside and gets a haircut. Dude... The NBA,
and he has no hair at
the
all.
The announcers on ESPN were confused. There's clips.
Like, hey, there's a guy getting his hair cut.
And freaking all the players are looking at him, and he's like messing with the referees. It's funny.
Wait, I got right of this video. What was it? What? I can't remember. We were probably joking about it on Fortnite today.
What was it?
I don't know. I can't remember what it is. But I swear I was remembering something, but I couldn't remember.
But, yeah, other than that, like, trends are, like, they were going crazy for a minute there. There was, like, the submarine thing, and then there was the Grimace thing, and then there was the Russian Civil War.
The Russian Civil War? I never even saw that.
Yeah, like, there's, like, the Russian army is kind of, like, turning against itself. There's, like, they're joining a different, like, a militia group, and they're like taking over cities that Russia already had control of.
Yeah,
but then it's super weird. I don't know. That whole war doesn't even make sense.
Have you seen the video of like, it's Hitler. He's at like an Olympic game, like whatever 1939, and he's literally twitching because he's off the rails from like cocaine.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Dude, something crazy is like people don't even know that. They synthesized like LSD and like meth for the first time right before the war.
Yeah.
And so they discovered that like they could just boost their like work output by 300%.
Oh no. I think the camera died. Uh oh. All right. Well, I'll put some Subway Surfers on this, I guess.
But yeah, they would. The German government was all like, well, these guys just all of a sudden have a lot of energy when they take this, and then they didn't look at any of the side effects, and so for a long time, they had a bunch of...
Okay, Jack, like, you keep talking. I'm going to plug in this camera.
Okay. What to talk about? What's a good subject?
I don't know. We honestly could just take a break and then just come back when the camera's charged.
What would we do?
Eat.
Yeah, we could eat.
Or swim.
Swim? You want to swim right now?
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll be like, we'll just be in our bathing suits and like wet hair. Like, yo, what's up? We're back.
All right. We'll wait for the camera to charge.
Okay. Well, I need to find out if I even have a charger for this. All right. We'll be back in like a couple seconds. Well, for you. 1 millisecond.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to stop that. All right, we're back. Wait. All right, we're back. We just went for a little... Wait, scoot over. We went for a little dip in the pool. It's too freaking dark now. We went for a little dip in the pool. It was quite fun.
Yes, sir, it was.
Jack's hair is still wet. We literally got in the pool. There's just a paddleboard floating in there. We were just messing around in there. Took a couple funny photos. That's what we're going to use. Yeah, all right. Well, we got ourselves a new thumbnail photo.
All right. It's not as bad as the other pool one, bro. That one did me dirt.
Okay. When I was making that thumbnail, basically, I searched up cannonball.
Yeah.
And that was the only good photo of someone doing a cannonball. It was just some fat guy.
Yeah.
And I was going to put my face on there, but I didn't have a good, like, photo for that photo. I just have that one photo of you, and it works perfect.
Well, yeah. Speaking of pools, I went to a pool party the other day, and my buddy Canyon was there, and we were swimming around, and first off, this person, their pool is crazy. It's pretty standard, like, private pool, you know, but, like, a little bit deeper and maybe a little longer. But other than that, all around the pool, if you're to walk in and you're on, like, the far side or whatever, and you see, like, the left side of the pool, there's, like, an 8-foot wall of where you can walk around. There's a little pavilion next to it, and that wall goes straight to the pool. So it's kind of a unique look to the pool, because normally it's just all immediate drop in on all sides.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It's fun to jump off that into the pool and stuff. But the weird thing was, it was like 100 degrees outside, and her pool was like 90 degrees.
It was like a hot tub.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like a hot tub, because those things are like
110.
They're like 110. Yeah, but it was like a warm pool, and because it was so warm, it almost felt like you were swimming in hand sanitizer, and it was like thick. It was weird, but it was also kind of fun. So I don't know.
I want to get cans. I think are we gonna get cans after?
Maybe we might be able to.
All right, we're gonna get cans afterwards because it's so freaking yummy. I just love it. But yesterday I had cans, and it was the worst cans I've had in my life. It was soggy, gross, like. The chicken was soggy, the fries were soggy, the bread was soggy. I don't know how you toast bread and ends up soggy, but
I don't know. I've had only one mid Cane's experience, and it was, all the tenders were like 2 inches long, like this big, and I was like, and all the fries were like soggy, and so was the bread.
I know. So I don't know how you get soggy bread.
It was like one, but it was one time out of like maybe 20 times that I've eaten Cane's.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Cane's very, very consistent, but might also get Chick-fil-A. I'm not sure.
I'm not eating Chick-fil-A.
But I don't know.
I swear I had ideas before we were recording this podcast, and now I don't. I'm, like, empty. I have a shed out. I do have a shed, but I have a shed, and it's pretty big. I think we might move the studio down there. Dude, I literally feel like I'm fishing for, like, anything to say right
but
now.
But, like, the shed, it's not a shed.
It's
like,
a shed. It used to be my sister's room.
It's
now,
like, hardwood floor, and it has... It
has
like
a desk in there and shiz. Yeah,
it's
so,
all that. It's got a window. It's not like...
It's got a window.
It's not like a wood shed.
It was a shed, and then we extended it so someone could live in there, and that's basically it. But...
Yeah.
Dude, this podcast flow is just not hitting.
I don't know. We can get it. But, yeah, the shed used to be your studio back in, like, 2019.
Back in, like, 7th grade.
Yeah.
And it was so damn hot in there. Like, you'd walk in there, it'd be, like, a million and a half degrees.
And he had a bottle of Raid in there ready to...
Oh, yeah. Because there'd always be hornets in there, so I'd literally douse the hornets in, like, the wasp killer or whatever.
Dude, so funny.
And then... And then my sister's like, all right, it's mine now. I was like,
Speaking of wasp killer... I just remembered in second grade, third grade, because I was in a trailer instead of a normal classroom, and there were hornets that would hang out, like, they would get in, like, the holes in the trailer on the outside,
mm-hmm.
So we had bunch of Raid in our classroom, and we would always... She never had a student do it, but the teacher would always blast these hornets, and sometimes she would take the whole class out to watch her do it. Just because... I mean, think about it now, like... If you get a bunch of hornets angry and there's just like 30 kids hanging out, like ready to get stung. None of us ever did, but that's like crazy.
I was at an amusement park once with my cousin Charlie, and there he was like running, like he saw like a couple hornets, and he's like just running and screaming, and then he got stung like literally like 8 times.
Oh my.
I
in my old house.
I kind of just watched it all. See, you see how this flow is just not it, dude? We just keep blah, 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 blah.
Well, at my old house, there was, in my backyard.
I don't care about your old house.
There were, my yard had two trees. There was a plum tree and a cherry tree. And I used to climb my cherry tree all the time, and I got stung, like, by 5 hornets out of it.
Floss hornets, dude. Floss those guys.
They're the worst, man. Yeah, I don't know. Recently, like, at work, I've been talking to Canyon, and, like, every time I work with him, we just talk about, like, random sixth grade stuff, and we were remembering this time he told us this joke, and it had to do with cigarettes and condoms. Do you remember this?
I literally told that joke to Mirari. I thought you told it to me.
Yeah, Canyon told that joke to me originally.
I literally told to Mirari where it's two ladies were smoking outside of a bar, and it starts raining. And the lady pulls out a condom and puts it on her cigarette, and the other lady's like, "Hey, what a great idea!" And she's like, "Yeah, get some condoms, put them over your cigarette." She's like, blah blah blah. She goes to the store, asks the clerk, "Hey, can I get some condoms?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, what size?" No, he goes, "What did he say?" He goes,
"Yeah, what size?"
Yeah, he goes, "Well, yeah, what size?" She goes, "Just one to fit a camel."
And then he faints.
So funny. Dude, that is weird. I literally told that to Mariah like 3 days ago.
Dang. Yeah, because freaking Canyon told me that joke. And it was at this readathon we had this one day.
The readathons?
Dude, first off, whoever came up with a readathon, that's like the dumbest idea.
No, it's literally genius.
No. An actual readathon, not a readathon where you just sit down and talk. Because that's what we did.
Yeah.
But like,
but we get in trouble when we did, so we'd all just whisper.
Yeah, dude. First off, our classroom had like a bunch of different types of tables, like not a normal classroom.
Not
they had what they called flexible seating, and
where the yoga balls, you can sit on yoga balls,
and in the yeah,
and lily pads.
There were normal tables, and then there were like super low tables, and then there were tall tables with like the high chairs.
Yeah,
and all the cool kids sat on the tall tables. That's what I remember.
That's how it was. But the green seats were the best, dude. Those are so comfortable.
Yeah, dude.
Because we used to be able to, like, move seats. So we just asked our teacher, like, "Hey, can I sit over there?" And me and Jack were not allowed to sit next to each other. I was like, "Hey, can I go sit next to Jack?" And she'd be like, "No." And then we'd always figure a way out of it. We'd be like, we'd switch seats with, like, one person. And then we'd have that person switch seats with, like, one of us or whatever. But, like, since it's them switching, she didn't, like, really pay. She didn't notice that it was going to be me and you sitting next to each other. And then all hell broke loose after that.
Dude, because Dash and I changed the flexible seating system like 3 different times because originally it was you could move around whenever you wanted.
You literally look at someone and you go like this.
Yeah, or you just move to an empty chair.
Yeah.
And no one cared about anything. And Dash and I would sit next to each other every day and we would just talk.
Cause mayhem, dude.
Ruckus, dude. We'd like... Come to think of it, we really did mess with this one kid who I actually just found out had autism in 10th grade. I didn't even know that.
We didn't mess with him. He kind of just messed himself.
It's true.
Let's be honest.
We also kind of instigated him to do things. Like, I got him to throw a pencil at a girl once.
Dude, I didn't like, do this. This is all you, dude.
Straight at her
dude.
Head. It was... And she, like...
The most thing like, I do... Really the most bad. Thing I do is ask him to do a roar or something like that. That's the most I'd ever do.
But we threw a basketball at him once, and he, like, hit
his hand. You threw a basketball.
Yeah, we threw it at him, and it hit his hand, and it hyperextended his wrist, and he, like, started crying.
Dude, you literally seem like a... You're going to get banned from life.
He's banned from Spotify. But, yeah. Anyways, after Dash and I would sit next to each other and cause mayhem all the time, she made it so... You had to, like, trade with someone, and it could only be, like, during certain parts of the day. Like, you had to It had to be like when a different thing ended, and then you could go trade.
Yeah, like after math ended, then you were able to trade until like whatever science started or whatever. Or
history. I don't even remember how that.
History was actually fun, dude. I actually loved history.
Dude, that was goated. And me, like, I used to answer questions all the time. I remember Dash told me his first impressions of me when I came into school.
He was a smart ass, dude. Because literally the first day in school, like, and he had this stupid dummy haircut, like with the faux hawk or whatever.
But the thing was, it's like every single.
Actually,
kid...
I have that framed photo of you when you drew, Sharp Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna grab it. Actually, you keep talking.
But yeah, I had a single spike haircut, and it wasn't the best look.
All right, this is the photo. Let's see if you can see it. Okay, so first of all, we got...
Wait, what does it say? I'm going to cover the name.
So the name's all covered. So he drew this, and this is me and Jack in sixth grade. This is us at the sixth grade formal dance or whatever.
Yeah, they had a formal dance, and...
So you can see me with curly hair and Jack with...
What does your hair even look like that? Your hair is curly in that too, but yours is not faux hawked.
But... That sign that I'm holding, it says, most likely to be famous.
wait, let me see that.
It's a defier, dude.
Yeah, dude. That went crazy, bro.
I love that. That's the Polaroid photo, and I cut the, I don't know why, but I cut the actual, like, Polaroid part off of it.
Oh. Yeah, but, like, I remember at that dance. So, you got assigned a girl.
Yeah, well.
Originally, you were going to ask people.
And then people kept raising their hands to teach, like, blah, 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 or I don't want to, stuff, where they just make a big deal about it. And then she's like, that's it, I'm choosing your partners.
Yeah, it was so funny. And so, we got assigned partners, and there was quote unquote, the hottest girl in class, whatever that meant in sixth grade. And she was assigned to me.
And I remember Jack got assigned to her, and he looks back at me, and he goes, you know, it looks like a me and Canyon.
Dude, and the thing was, like, it was kind of like, I was like Canyon's sixth grade girlfriend. It was so funny.
So funny.
But I just remember one person got stuck with, like, the weird musty cat girl.
That was me.
That was you?
Oh, no, not that musty cat girl. The musty werewolf girl.
There are a few different.
Who got musty Miss Cox?
Yeah. Who was it? Was it Joseph?
I don't think so it was. No, who was it? I don't even know who it was. But it was... What's happening?
My dad's called me, so I'm saying sorry. But, yeah, we... Okay, speaking of those flexible seating, there were, like, what they called lily pads. It was, like, these weird green...
So at first, it was, it was basically just, like, a green air-filled thing. And then somebody popped them all. Not Jack, but another somebody popped them all. And then we got these new ones. And they looked like giant green donuts.
Dude, if you sat on them, it would blow air into your butt. It was weird.
And then after you sat on them for a while, you'd stand up like... you'd be all suctioned down.
Dude, sometimes it would stick to you and then fall off.
I remember the first day we had him, Jack picked it up and, like, bounced or whatever, and then he got banned from him, so you didn't even get to use them.
Yeah. We got these new chairs, and I'm all like, I thought it was going to be hilarious to bounce on them, and I was, and then I bounced, like, higher and higher, and then our teacher banned me.
Oh, I thought you dribbled it. Like, you dribbled like a basketball, like, dong, dong, dong.
I think I did that, too. The yoga balls, though, there was this kid. His name was Joseph in our class, and he was bouncing on it, and he was like, bouncy, bouncy. It was such a good time. And then, as he was doing that, I kicked it out from under him while he was bouncing, and he fell on the floor, and it was like, it was so funny, dude. And, like, different times, there was I remember there was a single desk, like a normal desk, and it was sitting on, like, one side of the classroom. It was, like, isolated from everyone else.
Wait, what desk?
Do you remember? So it was like wherever there was the two doors, there was like inside door and the outside door, and near to the inside door there was a single desk, and it was isolated from all the tables.
Yeah.
I like stubbed my toe on that desk during like silent reading time, and it was really loud. Dude, classic. classic time.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I remember you really hated that we would play basketball every day.
I honestly hated recess. Because the thing is, I wouldn't mind if we literally just went, should just make our lunch longer.
Yeah.
Because we'd sit at lunch for 30 minutes and get 30 minutes of recess or something like that.
Yeah.
But the lunch was fun, but literally, you'd either play soccer or basketball. And then, I don't even know what I did. I always ran to the swings, dude, because there's, 7 swings out of, 500 kids during recess.
Yeah.
And if you get a swing, you're most likely going to be on it the whole time. So I always ran to the swings.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. That basketball went crazy, but you would get, 30 kids playing sometimes.
Yeah, and then the year we got out of elementary school, they put nets in the basketball hoops.
Yeah,
and they redid the
new court, everything.
It was no nets and double rim too.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. But it was also kind of funny. I remember the first day of school, I was just wondering how I was going to fit in at this new place. And obviously everyone played Fortnite. Like, I didn't know how to bring it up to anybody. Hey, do you play Fortnite?
That's kind of how we met, though.
Yeah, it's
true. Was after, because after school, you'd, kind of be out in the front, and we'd be walking down, and then you're like, what's your Fortnite username? I'm like, Moxie Mayhem, or whatever it was, and you're like, I'm JackBarf3. And then I think that night we went home and played.
Yeah, I think I was like, my name is JackBarf3, and I wrote it down, and then I came home that day, and I did all, my stupid required stuff before I could play Fort, and I logged on. It was friend request from Moxie Mayhem.
I probably went home and added you immediately.
Yeah, and I was then we played that day. I remember you were Calamity.
I remember you were Calamity. I was probably wearing Drift or something, and we went to Leaky Lake.
Yeah, dude. My those original days, I'd play handheld Switch, handheld on a table, and I'd Apple earbuds. That was my mic for a while before I got a headset. And then my headset, the way Switch works with headset is super weird. You plug the headphones into the actual console that's in the dock.
Yeah, I hate how that is.
You did that. There's no port in the controller or anything. And a wireless one is expensive, and they didn't even exist for Switch yet. And so I had a headset. I specifically bought one with a 10-foot cord, and then it had two ports, one for mic, one for headphones, and then I had to buy an adapter for that, and then I plugged it in, and it would just be this giant cord, and it would go up, because my setup is a recliner, and then there's this big shelf, and it has a TV on top of it, and it would just go up like that, and no one could walk in front of me, or they'd have to move it. It had barely any room to, hang.
I know, it really didn't.
But it was, it was a good time. It was, it's just how it was, you know?
I know, when I used to play, the good old days, I had, when I used to play on Switch, I used to have, so I'd have it, on my TV or whatever, and I'd have both the Joy-Cons into, that one thing, so you have a controller. So I didn't even have an actual pro controller, so I had stick drift, a B-word. So bad.
That's
so I wasn't able to heal or drink minis or get shield, because if I tried I'd be slowly walking diagonal.
So Dash has all these videos privated now on YouTube, but his classic YouTube videos, one of them he's playing for the new AK-47.
Oh, that one.
He's can see it at the. He landed on the Tilted Towers clock tower, and he could see it at the bottom, and he was mining down, and someone's.
It was some stupid red knight. He literally walks in, takes it, and leaves. I'm like, that! I was getting so mad.
And then he's like, after that, he's all mad, and he's trying to drink a big shield, and he's walking around.
I thought you were gonna bring up there's this one, it's literally called Just Dash Playing Fortnite. And me and Jack were watching a while ago, and it was, dead. No, we were, talking, and me and Jack randomly just both stopped talking, and right after in the video, I'm like, who do you guys like better, Ninja or Allie? Just the most random things, and that's just an inside joke for us.
There's a YouTube video I'm featured in, and how it is, it's just Dash and I, and were on speakerphone. I borrowed my dad's phone and called Dash. And we, so we're...
It's also... Here, give me your mic.
This is also, we're playing, like, the Food Fight LTM or whatever.
Yeah, so new Food Fight LTM with Jack Bar 3. That's the title. And we're freaking playing, and it's just... I have earbuds in and talking through a phone, and then
I'm just on speakerphone.
The phone's on speaker, and he's playing, and it's like, it's just like us being bad at the game. It's just really, and he like steals all. No, like steals
what did
my
I yeah, I was like, I said,
he's all like, I'll trade you the minigun for all your small bullets.
Yeah,
and I was all like, okay. And then I did that, and then I was like, wait, now I don't have any bullets for the gun. And you were like, yeah, thank, pleasure doing business.
I said, pleasure doing business with you, and I walked
and
away.
And left, and I was stuck there with no ammo. I had to, like, freaking find some. And, like...
We gotta watch those videos again. Dude, I forgot about that pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah.
That's actually funny, dude.
Classic joke, man. The freaking... Oh, yeah. How you won, you would, like...
You'd break some tomato head, or like you'd break the other person's head.
Yeah, there was a burger head and a tomato head, and you would have to like break into their base.
They had like, I think it was like 10,000 HP or something like that.
Yeah, and but then people were guarding it, and so whoever beat it first won.
Yeah,
I have captures on my Switch of us winning. It's all like winning the food fight.
And I
also have one where it's us winning Disco Domination.
Disco Domination was something else, dude. I actually really did like it.
Yeah. I remember that was the first game mode that they ever introduced, respawning.
Oh, yeah.
And they had that ever since. I even predicted it. I was like, man, they're gonna keep this as a thing now. And then it was.
Yeah, I missed 50v50.
Yeah, dude.
I remember once when I first started playing Fortnite, I got a 50v50 win, and I posted on my Instagram. I was like, let's go. And then Joseph was all like, that's 50v50. That's easy. I was so mad.
Dude, I used to play 50v50 all day, bro.
That's where I got all my skill from, dude.
Yeah, I, like...
I miss 50v50.
Yeah, they should bring it back. That,
no. I would hate it now, because it would...
You would hate it?
Hate it now, dude.
Because it's
people are too
fun.
Good. People are too good now. That's what... What's the one... Team Rumble. Team Rumble's kind of funny every once in a while.
Yeah, just because, like, you can just destroy...
You literally do whatever you want. And only, like, 9-year-old kids play Team Rumble.
Our friend Hiram, we used to play with him all the time back in the day. And I played Team Rumble with him. And me and him, we both... He dropped 45 kills. And I had, like, 30 kills.
I remember in Team Rumble when I used to play that, I wouldn't even bother getting shields because I know I was going to die anyway, so I wouldn't even drink shields at all.
Yeah, and like, it was crazy because at one point they made it, instead of 100, you had to get 200, and then like everyone on our team left, so it was like 5 people versus 30 people.
Yeah.
And we won anyway, dude.
It was the best because I was like back in the 50v50 days. Why are we talking about Fortnite?
I don't know. We're talking about 6th grade.
I know, but... Okay, I'm just going to continue with my story. But back in the 50v50 days, I was that one default that just go and revive everybody.
Dude.
Like, you go around the shopping cart and you go and revive someone and then just go somewhere else. Alright, plus Fortnite. I'm not talking about Fortnite anymore.
I was a default skin until Season 6. I didn't buy a Battle Pass till then.
As I was saying, plus Fortnite, I'm not talking about this.
So, Family Guy...
We were talking about Family Guy yesterday.
Dude, yeah. Back to the original jokes of like us talking about the same 5 things.
No, it wasn't even 5. What? It was 6th grade. We already did that. Family Guy.
It was elementary, Family Guy, work, and Fortnite.
No, we didn't even talk about Fortnite that much.
But we would sometimes.
Yeah, but it was mainly just the big 3.
Yeah.
Good old work.
Dude, you gotta go back, man.
I'm not going back. Because last time you pranked me, dude. I don't even think I've said this. So Jack was like, hey, you want to go to the wood shop? I was like, sure. I haven't been there in a couple, like, good 3 months. I'll go. And so we were going to go at, like, noon. So I texted him that morning. I was like, we're still going at noon, right? And he goes, yep. So I'm like, all right, I'm going right now. He did not show up.
I had to help my dad. I had to help him clean the house for my mom to throw another party because she throws parties every 5 minutes.
But that's... I was like, so I literally worked 3 hours. Like, man, full assist, I'm going home. But it's chill because I used that like $30 I made to buy a hat for my friend.
Well, what now?
I don't know.
All right.
How much time? 21 minutes. How much did we record before?
I don't even know.
It was probably like 10 minutes.
It's going to be a short podcast.
I like don't want to do this right now. Basically, our setup is so sketchy because, I think I already said this. I moved around, so my computer's literally all the way over here, and I have a long-ass cord going here. So I literally have to look back. That's why I keep looking back here a lot. I have to look back to check to make sure it's still recording. And look, I bought this 12-foot HDMI so I could plug in my PC to the TV right there so we wouldn't have to, like, look back. And Jack's like, 12 feet should be fine. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not going to be fine because I have to go across my room. He's like, nah, it should be fine. Literally, if we took 5 more seconds just to grab a bigger one, we would have been fine. This, it's like 3 feet too short.
I don't know. We could have found a bigger one, but I don't know.
We definitely could have because we literally just grabbed and left.
Hey, I was just like, here's 12 foot. And you're like, all right, let's leave.
I didn't really want to be there.
But.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all.
Are we ending it?
I don't know. That's all I have.
That's all I have, too.
Man, like, it seems like it should be easy, but I feel like whenever we get on, it's just like, whatever, I don't even know, like, what the conversation should flow to. Like, nothing is happening.
The thing is, this has been a very boring 2 weeks for me.
Yeah, and this summer has been wildly uneventful for me. Like, other than I went to that pool party, and I've just been working.
Well, I was also sick all last week. Oh, I went camping. I completely forgot about that. So, what did we go for? We went for... you're good. We went up to, like, Idaho, like, Lava Hot Springs, and they have these, like, river rafting. You just go down there. It's pretty fun. We went down there a while. And there's this big-ass, like, water... Not, like... It's like a good 5 feet drop of like a waterfall. So me and my sister Sophie, as the daredevils we are, decided to go down it. And
on my raft?
Yeah, because the guy we're telling the guy like, yeah, we're gonna go down. He's like, you guys really should not. I've seen a couple people get really beat up there. And we're like, nah, we'll be fine. We were fine, but like we got stuck on a rock, and we're like, we're gonna get because one guy like, yeah, the first rate told us this like these people got stuck on a rock, and they decided to walk down the waterfall. Which I don't know whose idea was, hey, let's just walk down this waterfall. So, and he got, like, pretty banged up. So we got stuck on the thing right before. We're like, oh, we're going to have to get out. But luckily, since we got stuck, we could set ourselves up to, like, go off it correctly. So we literally went down, like, and then the rest of it was
smooth sailing.
Yeah, but there, no. The rest of it was worse than the actual waterfall. But there's this dumbass kid. I thought they worked there. They didn't even work there. These guys would get a bucket and one of the water guns, and they'd pour it on you. And this MF dude shot the thing like straight in my ear. And then, oh my dude,
he probably has aim assist.
It was some girl too, and she's like, sorry, being all like quirky and trying to be funny. I was like, you fuck, so mad. And we were camping. I was getting so sick, and we went home. I was sick for like a week. I'm, like, still kind of sick, but not as bad.
I rediscovered, like, one of my favorite restaurants recently. Went to
Wingers!
Went there with my brother and my dad and Dash, and we ate wings, and Dash has been twice since.
Yeah.
Eating wings. I should have gone with him one time, but I couldn't because I covered someone's shift last week.
It was with Murari, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then bro went to Raising Cans that night. And the thing, because your mom wanted some, and I was like, do you want me to meet? We could meet up there. You're like now my mom wants some. I'm like, what the?
Well, we were in the drive-thru.
I know.
And you called.
I know.
They were like taking our order.
Were you driving?
Yeah.
Oh. Then why did you hang up, dude? You should be like, hey, I'm in the order. I'll call you later. And I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Anyways, I was just there, and my mom wanted food and wanted it home fast, so.
Yeah. Alright, I think we're going to end this because this is going to be like 7th grade level podcasting.
Nah, it's better than that because we would make up those stories.
No, I know, but, like, at least those stories were entertaining.
Were they?
Some of them were pretty funny. No, some of them, a lot of them weren't, like, completely made up. It was just, like, a story and a little bit of it would be fibbed.
Like the freaking poop toilet? That thing was fake.
Yeah, obviously. There's not going to be a mountain of shit just out of a toilet. I told you he was, like, 3 feet out of the toilet, and bro was like, oh.
I just thought it was funny.
You definitely believed it, though.
Well, I believe that, like, it could fill a little
bit. I know, but in seventh grade, dude, you definitely believed it.
Maybe.
There's no way you did not. Because I know for a fact, you definitely would have called me. I'm like, no, dude, you're lying. And then I think I got Sam to, like, agree with me, too.
Yeah, I remember asking Sam, and he was like, oh, yeah. But, yeah, and, like, I told a story of, like, someone throwing milk in the hallway once, which, like, I've seen a video of it happening, but it didn't actually happen at school.
Yeah.
A few interesting things did happen, though. One kid fought an autistic kid during the geography test, where you had to name every country. And he beat him up on the last week of school and got expelled.
That's fire, dude. That's the way to live. Living like Larry!
In ninth grade, bro, for fighting people. So funny. But, and like, there, one time, this one girl was wearing a wig and someone yanked it off and she turned around and tried to punch him and missed, and the other guy punched her in the face. She comes up crying.
Dude, nothing
like,
really.
My wig.
Nothing really eventful happened at my school.
Dude, that's the thing. Your school and your junior high and my junior high were like, they were so different, and people always tried to say that yours was like ghetto and stuff happened, but like, really,
his school is so
crazy stuff happened, and my school had tons of trailer parks, low income areas, lots of like welfare and tons of government.
My school is just like programs, like literally stupid kids, like not like oh this guy's being stupid, like literally so dumb, like just dumb as a rock. Like there's just some dumb kids in there,
dude. I don't even know how some people make it out of high school. Like, it's absurd.
I don't even know how some kids make it out of elementary, dude. There's a couple like, brother, you just graduated fifth grade, didn't you? So like, just dumbest people you'd ever meet.
Yeah, like there were, especially in eighth grade, there was like a fight like every week. In ninth grade, there were like three major fights, and a lot of them were between boys and girls. Like, it wasn't just boy versus boy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a boy punching a girl in the face. And I was like, dang, bro, have a little bit of respect.
Yeah, I know.
For yourself and for, like, her and other people.
So funny.
Like, there were a few, like, there was this one time in ninth grade, like, it was just kind of like eighth graders fought each other. Like, in ninth grade, that didn't really happen that much. But
yeah.
There's a video of these seventh graders fighting in ninth grade, and this kid named Bridger jumps and he jumps and like turns around and like bails out and lands on top of them and makes them fall over. It's so funny, bro.
All right, should we end this?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm good. Do you have to go home after this?
Yeah, I do.
Boss! Oh, I wanted canes. You can go get canes.
All right.
You're gonna eat canes?
Maybe.
You gotta eat canes.
Yeah, I probably will.
Let's go. All right. We're gonna go get canes. You guys enjoy your week.
We'll be back next week. I might have some funny fishing stories. I'm friends with basically one of the guys in this group, and I'm going with a ton of his friends. So I.
Dude, I don't know why. Just go fishing with me instead.
Yeah, but this is like it's a pretty hidden lake. But yeah, I'll go with you.
Shut up. All right, we're going to get some cans.
All right. See you guys.
Goodbye.